he would set aside so much time. And I always wondered how much better I would be professionally if my dad had loved me less. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome back to White Privilege, the TED Talk. Yeah.
Scissor Siblings, come see me live this weekend in St. Petersburg, Florida. Then stand up on the spot taping on Tuesday. Then Chicago, Illinois next weekend. Then you can come see me at Avery Pearson's Give It Up, a duo concert at Dynasty Typewriter live in Los Angeles. We're doing a special taping over there for my buddy. Check that out. Then I'm coming up in Houston, Austin, New York City, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Huntington Beach, Los Angeles, and more. Get tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Thank you so much for the support. Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros.
She motions me, you know, with the weak energy. She's like, come here real quick, Rick. I'm like crying. She's like, come close. In Korean, she's like, stop rapping. And then she passed.
What? Wait,
are you serious?
Scissor Brothers!
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, a Sag. I'm a Aquarius. My birthday's coming up.
Leo.
Why did you gasp when I said that?
I'm dating a Sag, and my mom is a Sag.
And so I know your energy.
So you guys are compatible.
What's my energy?
You're just very self-assured. You know what you want.
Whoa.
And also,
that is true.
Isn't it true?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
a little seem like they're controlling, but it's just because they just like things their way. That's
wow.
Just, that's it. It's not,
dude,
they don't want
that's
anyone else.
Exactly.
They don't want anything else from you.
How do you know that?
I'm telling you.
She's a Korean fortune teller, dude.
We got a very special episode today, folks, from the Fun with Dumb podcast. We got Dumbfounded, Steffi, and my main man, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Crossover edition, baby.
Fun with scissors. Today, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel being surrounded by all these Koreans?
It feels nice.
Yeah.
Feels real good.
Is it intimidating?
No, I wouldn't say so. Oh, I went on Fun with Dumb when you were out. I think you were sick.
Yeah. He's been surrounded.
I've been surrounded.
Yeah.
I've been surrounded before. It's a good feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just had an idea since he's the only white guy here.
Yeah.
Do you have any Korean questions for us? For all of us.
Korean questions.
Jeremiah Watkins, Korean corner.
Oh, wow.
Ask us a Korean question.
Yeah, ask a Korean question.
Only
Korean questions.
Only Korean.
Go ahead.
You've been Korean cornered.
That's what it is.
What a way to open the show.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's real now.
Do Koreans, are they prone to bad breath or is that just Steve?
Wow.
You got some fire breath today, brother.
Okay, can I answer that real quick?
Yeah.
I will say Koreans, we rarely get musty, but the breath is the exception of odor from Koreans. There could be Koreans with terrible breath.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
That's the one area that we can smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible breath, terrible gochu for me too.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Are you saying stinky dick?
Stinky dick is possible for anybody. I can't.
Yeah, let's not put that only on Koreans. Come on,
anybody can have stinky dick though.
Stinky dick syndrome.
No.
It's amongst the Koreans.
How do you say gochu is penis? Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you say nutsack?
Oh.
Pural is balls.
Yeah.
Bura.
It's also bra.
So nutsack stands for bra and balls?
Yeah, bra.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, question number two, huh?
I don't know how many more of these I got.
Five, at least
that
five.
That was so racist, by the way. I hated that question.
What? No, it was just a diss to
It's Steve.
It's fine. I get it all the time.
Yeah.
Do one, just come on, man.
Okay. Yeah. Steffi's like, that was racist. I'm like, I can come up with some real racist.
Better be Korean.
Steffi, you got one for him?
A white question?
A white guy question. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll take it.
Do you feel like you are the superior race?
Wow.
Oh, we got real in here.
I know it's great. I personally don't. I feel like, you know, there's people out there that think that their race are better than other races and stuff like that, for sure.
You see that? You know what? I call that confidence.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I call that swag.
Well, nice. I got one for you.
You got one for me?
Yeah, if you weren't with your woman,
okay,
would you date a Korean woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you were what? What did you ask him?
If he wasn't with his woman.
If I wasn't with my wife, he says, would I date a Korean woman?
Would he date a Korean woman?
I dated a half Asian girl in high school. Flex.
Was she Korean?
Yeah, what was the half?
No, she was Chinese, half Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So half Chinese, half white? Okay, a little Hapa. That's what we call it.
Okay. What does that stand for, Hapa?
Hapa, it stands for half Asian.
Half white.
Profile.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Academy.
American.
I don't know.
I don't know what it stands for. Do you know what it stands for?
I have no idea.
I think it's a Hawaiian or Japanese word.
It's originally, comes,
it's like a word. I don't know exactly.
Yeah. I think it is from Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, I've been, we all went to, after we recorded Fun with Dumb, we ate at Sun Yong Gam.
I put you on to that, right?
You introduced us. And
you guys been going, because I've been seeing IG stories.
Yeah, we have. We noticed, too, that, I don't know if we blew it up, because we vlog there sometimes, but there's a lot more, dude, there's a lot of people there.
It's been popping. It did go in this last year from, when we went with you, to we went in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was packed parking lot in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. I love it, dude.
It's so good.
It's the scissor bro effect, bro.
Okay, since you brought up, that was good. That was clever how you just switch topics like that without answering
Great segue.
You see how he did that? That was slick.
Classic white deflection.
That was white deflection. Go ahead.
Yeah, the old Cobra Kai deflection, huh?
Yeah, Johnny, baby. Yeah.
No, well, I'm not letting you off the leash here. Don't do that.
It's a 3D experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Four more questions. Korean questions.
Why is there so many questions,
I think that's enough. Yeah, I think we can move on.
You did one.
I did a couple.
And you're talking about my shit breath.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, could you explain what this smells like? Because I always hear about this breath on the podcast.
Do you smell it now, by the way?
I fed him a bar and a Red Bull before you guys got here to kind of try to neutralize what was going on.
Right.
Because I knew he hadn't eaten breakfast yet. You know when, like, it's
emptiness.
It's a stomach acid emptiness that is like the green cartoon fog personified in a human.
Yeah.
Did you brush your teeth this morning?
I don't like where this podcast is going,
guys. No, I'm just asking.
Guys.
I'm actually curious.
Meanwhile, 2 seconds ago, Asian questions. Go, dude.
And we're talking about my shit breath.
I just want to break it down. It's one more understanding.
It's just that dry breath when you don't eat.
Yeah.
You know?
So you could smell it, too.
No. I'm just
saying.
He's
sitting all the way
over there.
It smells like struggle, you know?
Does it...
Smells like struggle.
I hate what's going on here, dude.
What?
Does it smell like shit, though?
Yeah.
Right now, does it smell?
No, it's horrible. I'm dealing with it.
Wow. Well, you know what? In my defense, I have this.
True.
I have literally this in my mouth.
That's the culprit
right
this
there.
This is, right?
That's dip, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. I'm right next to you.
It's not just like strawberries.
That's not chewing tobacco.
It's chewing tobacco.
I thought you quit the one time I did your episode. God. I thought you quit, and then you gave me my first nicotine little thing, gum thing.
The little white joint?
Yeah.
Why did you say all you women are the same?
No, it's just like women. God, man.
They get on your case about this?
Man, I'm a flawed human. We all have flaws, man.
Right.
I quit all the other drugs.
Yeah.
I can't keep this, bro. What's the deal?
Vice.
You know what I mean?
Curious.
Yeah.
I like that vice, too, because it's like a throwback vice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like chewing tobacco. Oh, Not a lot of people do that one.
It's a classic.
No.
Very classic white vice.
Oh,
it really is
a white vice.
That's a white vice for
That's
sure.
That's true.
I've never seen really too many Asians do the chewing tobacco.
It's true.
So in Hangul, there's no one that does this in Korea, in the motherland.
I don't think so.
They have too much respect
for
themselves.
Do they sell this in the motherland?
I don't even see that, dude. We smoke our tobacco.
I literally imagine like the like an Asian person, like maybe back in the day in the cowboy days, yeah. like you were like on the railroads and a cowboy and a cowboy was like, hey, try some of this. And he was like, okay. And he started chewing it. And you were like a pioneer of sorts, yeah. you know? Yeah.
That's yeah. so crazy because I got into this through wrestling. Well, first, when we were in Minnesota, we were like at the shack, wherever where you put on your skates and yeah. shit. And the dude there fucking handed to me. I was like a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember I got so dizzy, I threw up.
Same. Yeah. I tried that for the first time when I was younger. And yeah. I just put it in my mouth. And I got so dizzy.
Start spitting. Yeah.
It's yeah. insane how strong that is. Yeah. It's so strong.
I felt that from the little nicotine thing you gave me. You know,
the Zen.
That
yeah,
was the first
yeah.
time I experienced that, and it made me dizzy. I wanted to throw up a little.
Yeah, they don't sell that. The California just passed a law where they don't sell flavored vapes. Yeah, they got rid of it. Yeah, we talked. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. What?
It's a repetitive talking point. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay.
What if we were talking in Korean right now, and Jeremiah just started understanding it?
Like, he's let's like, do oh, that. Shit. That's the next exercise.
I don't know if you want to do this.
I think I do.
Oh, is your Korean good enough to
no,
be able
it's
to
not.
Hold
it's the worst. I'm definitely the worst one in here. But definitely, I like this game because we've done this before. So this is the segment where everyone's talking in Korean around you.
Right.
But don't talk about me. Can you talk about him?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, how about this?
Yeah.
How about we talk about a certain topic, and then you have to guess what it is. Out of the, we'll give you four categories, all right?
Yeah.
It's either, it's food. Okay. Travel, entertainment, or sports.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Like food, that. Travel, entertainment, or sports. All right.
Yeah.
So I'll start off the conversation. Okay. You guys join, but don't give off anything. Like don't an English word.
Okay.
To throw them off.
Okay.
우리 스테피 여행 갔잖아. 거기 멀리 비행기 타고 멀리 갔는데. Are you keeping up, Steve? Okay.
I think so.
멀리 갔는데 재밌었어? Uh-huh.
재밌었어. 근데 우리 지금 뭐 하고 있어?
한국말로 말하고 얘가 통역할 거야.
아, 알았어. 얘가.
근데 얘가 알아야 돼. 우리가 무슨 말 하는지.
아.
아까 말하는 거 들으지 않았어.
안 들었지.
안 들었지.
여행.
여행.
That's it right there. Boom. Okay. That's the clip.
Do you know what the category is?
I don't even know what this is, bro.
You opened this game.
You really not know what we're talking about?
I know. There's something about an airplane flying
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, well, now you just ruined the thing because you're supposed to guess the thing.
Let's pretend that. Another
I'm
going to
do an interesting one. Ready?
Okay.
이 국 너무 맛있어. 이 국.
이 국 뭐야?
국.
이 국?
너무 맛있어.
No, hold on. You fucked up. We've already fucking up the game here, guys. Okay. I said you got, because that's not one of the categories that I gave.
Food is a category.
Did I say food?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, let's reslot it.
All right, so far we were talking about travel and food.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one more time. Here we go. Let's start
so
the game.
Should I do one?
Travel, food,
travel, yeah. food.
Entertainment, and
sports.
Okay. So we're going to do another conversation,
okay,
and then we'll stop it and you guess it.
Okay.
오늘 내가 고구마 아홉 개 먹었어.
어, 많이 먹었네.
아홉 개?
아홉 개.
와, 많이 먹었네.
와우.
어, 맛있는 것 같아. 맛있어.
되게 맛있어.
아홉 개 뭐야?
뭐가?
뭐?
아홉 개 뭐야?
고구마.
너 아홉 개. 몇 개? 몇 개야? 하나, 둘,
셋, 일곱, 여덟, 아홉.
형.
Okay,
yo,
okay.
I'm taking your lead back, bro. I'm taking the lead back from your name, right.
Dude, I now, told you my Korean is
no,
horrible.
Your name's Weeby now.
No, I think Lee is his first name. That's why he doesn't understand. Okay,
it's
Jeremiah,
like
what are we talking about? What do you think? So here we go. Travel, food, sports, or entertainment?
I think sports, but...
why do you think sports?
Because you're numbering things.
Yeah.
So like, you're counting, like...
Stats
and I'm like, okay,
it
could have been stats, it could have been innings, could have been points, could have been something, just like with the inflection of the counting, I was like...
Actually, that is incorrect.
Dang it.
Steffi just said she ate 9 sweet potatoes this morning.
See,
I thought it was 9 innings in baseball.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I missed the sweet potatoes part.
What do you think?
He asked what is aupke, which means 9, right?
Okay.
And we were like, okay, so we're explaining... 1, 2, 3, and he still didn't know what we were doing.
Okay,
and we landed on 9, literally.
I got one.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
나는 미국 친구는 똥꼬먹 맛있어.
Can I take a wild guess on what this one is?
Yeah, go
He wants his friend to eat his butthole or something like that.
You know, donkomok, that's
well,
why.
Well, clearly that's the only thing he said in Korean
said
many
times
in the show.
He says it all the time.
Damn.
Very close.
You see, this
very,
we got to teach him more shit because if he ever gets...
Shit. My vocabulary is just real.
Donkomok.
I know kotakchi, tong.
Yeah.
Kotakchi, tong, donkomok.
If you ever get caught in North Korea, that sucks that that's going to be the only phrase you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, my friend over here.
Boobs, penis, butthole.
Can somebody eat my ass, please?
Yeah, and then I'm just like, it's pretty much...
That would be so fucked.
Oh shit!
Have you let people eat your butthole?
No, no,
never.
Not even a girl.
A girl, yeah.
A girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I just wanted to know.
Yeah,
really?
You have it?
No.
Have you received or gave?
To
a female?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Or anyone? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay. Keep going. Don't let him
off the hook. Okay, so you've. Tasted.
I've not received.
That nose has definitely dived in some butts.
Involuntarily. Involuntarily.
Bro. They're like, ooh, Jeremiah is so adventurous.
And I'm just like, what? I'm just doing me.
I'm just being me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Woody Woodpecker, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, no.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Right in the coochie.
Come on.
There you go.
Honestly, noses are the second dick.
What?
Wait.
Let's talk about this.
I've dated one person with like a bigger nose, and it definitely became a sexual thing.
He went like this?
It just like became because anything he would do, it was there.
For sure. I guess when he's eating the ass, he's fingering the girl with the nose too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
of the size.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's like, you know, the vibrators that have the extra clitoral.
Yeah, the little nub.
Nub.
Yeah.
That's the nub.
The nose nub.
That's the nub, yeah.
Steffi can't even stop looking at the nose now.
Come on.
I'm like, that nose has been places.
Is that attractive?
You know, if I never thought so in the past, I have to say it's a little bit of a... There's a horniness to it now.
There's
a horniness to the nose, and it fits, you know?
All right. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
A horniness to
the
nose.
Went from racist to horny in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's all I need. Just give me a little bit of time.
Yup.
Yeah.
So would you date him if he was single?
What the fuck? Based on his horrible Korean and
no,
what?
His nose.
Oh, just the nose?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to date a dude just because he has like a dick or a nice dick or something.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
that's
right.
Not how it works, guys. Yeah.
How about we do some scissors to cleanse the energy?
Yeah,
I'm just a little bit.
There's the deflection.
Let's here stop sexualizing him.
I saw the last episode and you were like, yeah, there's a way. Stevie, I know his tactics, how he's going to embarrass me somehow. And was that one of those moments?
It's his favorite thing to do.
That's
when we
his whole thing.
I'm not embarrassed by my poop breath?
Huh?
You did it to
me.
Wow.
Oh. I see what's going on.
You know what I'm saying?
But first, you said, do you have any Korean questions out of the blue? So I put it back on you.
I know, but that was the first one you asked.
You're the initiator.
But that was the first one you asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that hurt my feelings a little bit.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Wow.
That's why you said the woodpecker line. You really leaned into the woodpecker line.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
The chemistry over here. Oh yeah. If you didn't bring up the breath.
No, you're always a deflector. See? You're deflector.
We're gonna leave now.
We keep arguing. You're gone.
We've gotten
like
into
hour.
Some fights.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We've gotten into it. Yeah.
Okay. How you do scissors is you raise your hands over your head. And you cross them like this, and it cleanses the energy in the room. It sends positive vibes out there. And let's count along with us. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Let's go, Scissor Bros. Let's go.
19 and 20.
Sick.
Oh, that feels good.
That's the cheat.
It really does. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really does work. For anybody who doesn't do it along at home with us, you're missing out because like it'll reset your mood and your mindset.
Yeah,
right
I feel
away.
Better. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, since you know, because we spent so much time together, do you guys like when you guys do your podcast? Has there been fights or like? discrepancies. Wow. Or...
Are you kidding me?
Last year yeah. was slow.
Like, give us an example, because we've gotten into it.
So I will say, I think just like you guys, our show is kind of like a reality show in a sense, because all our arguments are also on the air.
Yeah.
But it continues.
Is it live?
Off
it's live, right?
Too. Yeah, it's live. Okay, and it also continues off the air. You yeah. know, we're very transparent. There's no filter with each other. Sometimes off the air, it's a little bit more intense. Like on the air, it's more like it's kind of a bit, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You lean into it for the show.
From a real
like
place,
yeah.
though. You know what I mean?
It's 40% entertainment, 60% real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then when it gets off the air, it's a little bit more passive, I think, aggressive with each other until it snaps and then we go crazy. But then there's a lot of apologizing afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. afterwards from me mainly.
Just give us an example. Like, do you remember an incident? Or?
Yeah. Like, there was times when I was just like chronically tardy, you know, which is my fault. And then because we're live, we're streaming live on Twitch.
Yeah.
Dumb wears his, you know, he wears his feelings on his sleeve. So, right, you know, he's already upset that I'm late. And then we go live on Twitch. He's steaming a little bit, you know?
I just, you know, I think it's fine if it's like, I don't mind one person per week being late, but...
Yeah.
If not the same person, preferably. And then, right. and then the week after, it's
for
like
sure.
two people in a row. And it's like, I just feel like it's a very minimal ask.
Yeah.
It's once a week for an hour.
Steve, I mean, we fixed our problems, right?
Like, you're coming out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just, sure. I'm totally there. I'm you in this scenario. I'm always late.
Right.
So what
right.
do you have to add on to that? You could vent.
What? I think we should take the time to apologize to our friend right now for being late. Wow. You know,
are we trying to start?
Just because this is not at all. Like, we just did a few.
Okay, well, we gotta defend ourselves here.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the reasons why you're usually late?
And I Verdesk with you, bro. Are you kidding
me? Call of Duty. Is that what it is?
Oh man, when duty calls, come on, bro.
Like we were playing hours.
We were playing unintelligent
hours. No,
not recently.
We gave
up that a long time ago. We kicked it.
And that's probably when you started showing up on time. Because
so what time? What you would stay up till like 4 or 5 in the morning?
Somewhere around there. Yeah,
we played. Realize,
but you know what I realized too. I don't want to interrupt you.
What
I realized is this: is like I have to work on my anger too, because at this point it's like you got to either deal with this person if you want that person on the show, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm learning to deal with it because I enjoy having them as co-host, you know.
Sure.
But that means you might have to deal with like the faults of like being late, irresponsible, non-communicative through text. Which is all the things that he does.
Sure.
Oh, you know? I do that too.
But it's like, I don't want to deal with it because everyone has 100 fucking things on their goddamn plate.
Right.
Like, you have a kid.
Yeah.
Stevie doesn't.
Yeah.
So, technically...
Let's edit all this out, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we should all this out.
If anyone should be late, it should be Jeremiah.
I'm sorry.
The truth is... These truth bombs are...
But the truth
hitting
hurts.
My heart, man. Man! Keep going.
Yeah.
I
need to hear this.
You know what, though? I have to say something.
Okay. Let's go, Steph.
Steph, defend me and Rick, please.
What are you doing? Why are you late?
Just your tone, man.
And that's the question we're all curious
it's
about,
the tone.
Right there.
I am curious, though.
I'm like, I've struggled with my sleep for damn near 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's affecting different aspects of my life. Yeah. And
hey, Jordan, will you add in violin music right here, please?
No.
I feel like Jeremiah.
You're about to get punched, dude.
You've been dealing with your sleep for 20 years? Like it's something that's haunting you for all these years?
I feel
so bad for you.
Dude,
that for 20 years
it's
been an issue.
I hate your energy right now.
It's the worst.
I hate your energy, man.
I feel the same way about Rick. Let me ask you this. Are we supposed to have empathy for sleep problems? I don't know.
I have no excuse, man. Okay,
I don't have empathy. Like, when he tells me, like, sorry, I can't sleep. Like, you don't work a graveyard shift anywhere. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know where I'm supposed to feel sorry for, you know?
Damn, you guys just deserve each other.
Fuck, man. Yeah, you guys
have
why
don't you guys
together?
Do a podcast? You guys will be right on time with each other, all right? Wake up at 4 p.m. Be at the pod by 5 p.m. How about that?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Steph, what's your second? Well, I didn't even answer your first question.
Oh, I was wondering if you have ADHD or something.
Yeah, I just went to the psychiatrist. Yeah. I'm on Lexapro right now.
I think people that don't have it don't understand the severity of what that does to somebody.
I can't get out of bed, dude.
You can't get out of bed. You also can't function like a regular person. Like, I think there's like something that, a chemical, like a dopamine or serotonin. That,
yes.
Like, when you finish something, most people have this thing that comes out like of their body, right? This chemical thing, so that they're like, okay, I'll keep doing it because it feels good.
Yeah.
But people with ADHD, you don't have this thing.
He's and loving so,
So this is the most logical thing thus far on the podcast.
Right.
Keep going.
Do you get lost? Like, you'll literally go to the bathroom. You're like, I'm going to be on time today. And then all of a sudden you start like you're just in the toilet, like looking at your phone, and you don't even realize that like 30 minutes have passed.
How do you know these things?
Because I have the same issues, and I see my sister, who's even worse.
Yes, it's bad.
And until she got medicated, it's really something that's very, and it's depressing to the point that you're like, how can I not have control over my own body? And I'm ashamed that other people see me this way, when in reality it's like it's a mental health issue.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a mental health issue, man.
It's a mental health issue.
But people that don't have it do not understand.
They can't relate or empathize.
I can't, and I feel like, no, I can empathize. I just feel like if you have that condition, maybe a podcast with a deadline is not the possible occupation for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my
God. I'm just saying.
Another truth bomb.
I'm just saying.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, you know, like, okay,
you
know,
Eric Griffin,
Eric Griffin has that whole bit where he talks about, you know, like, certain people with disabilities working certain jobs, right?
Yeah.
And it should be okay, like, to, you know, you should be able to work all those jobs, but there are certain jobs maybe you shouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The compatibility issue.
Like, if you have no arms, then you shouldn't work the job reaching for things on a high shelf.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
So I'm just wondering if it's a real condition.
I'm getting Medicaid. Let's see the improvements, and because, you know.
Yeah.
Just be careful that, too, because, like, you know, certain medications can make you really depressed. So just be careful.
It's supposed to, I thought it was supposed to help the depression.
It does. It's great at the moment. And then after a while, I mean, it depends. It's very different for, but I know that's one of the, you know, what is the word?
Side effects
is like depression, like after Adderall use. So
well, I'm not doing
that at
all.
Small price to pay to making it on the pod on time. No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking around.
You know
we
what?
Believe
I'm
going to
set
Stevie.
My goddamn alarm every fucking time now, dude.
So what's the problem? You just stay up late?
This is the thing. I get caught in this YouTube rabbit hole where it might start, Iowa's wrestling Penn State, and then I watch the whole dual meet. And then you know how like the recommendations at the end of the thing? Then I'm like, oh, Wisconsin's wrestling Iowa's, you know, like, and then I keep, then I'm watching five dual meets.
Yeah.
Watching five whole dual meets.
Yeah.
And then the sun's coming out, and I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
I got caught in it.
When was the last time you did that?
Don't worry about it.
No, when was it?
This week.
This week?
Yeah. Huh. It's wrestling season.
What if you just like rent? Why don't you just sleep here?
I might have to do that because of my rain leaks.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, is that okay that he sleeps here?
You know what? Yeah. I figured out a solution. That. When move,
that's
I'm going to move.
Next door?
Yeah, on this street. I'm not going to say what street. Would that help?
Sure.
Because if I'm late, you could just knock on my door.
But he's already. This is my problem with the thought process.
Yeah.
If I'm already late, you can just go knock on my door.
Right.
You moved closer. Why wouldn't you be on time then? In this scenario, in his hypothetical, even in his hypothetical of the ultimate best situation, I'm still knocking on his freaking door to wake him up out of his slumber because he watched wrestling for too late.
That's the dumbfounded energy right there, bro.
I hate your energy right now.
I love it.
I hate your energy right now. I need some empathizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think we argue the same exact way, and Rick probably hates me for it, but I feel like the excuses from Rick, though, is so different from what
he.
I feel like he doesn't say actually. I don't know what's going on from midnight to 5 a.m.
I helped the coyote. I helped the coyote in the middle of the street.
Some crazy things. Like, well, I didn't get a text. How are you not getting the text? Like, what?
Did hear one.
I don't understand this thing.
Didn't a homeless person stop you?
Yeah,
at some
a homeless
point?
Person stopped me. I, you know,
it
saved a
for
life.
Drugs
she was
or something.
Suicidal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick, what are you doing from midnight to five then?
I do have that YouTube tangent situation as well. You know what I mean? I'm watching one thing and then a link happens and then all of a sudden I'm watching like Wire clips. you know, clips from old shows. I don't know why. And then you write a little bit. But I've been better. I've been better because I realize I do need more than 5 hours of sleep just to function like properly.
Oh, that's me too. You get five too?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then now that I have an iPhone, we have the fitness app, so it shows me like how I'm sleeping. I got the little Fitbit, the Samsung situation. No, I mean, you got to do little things like that.
Yeah.
Because also, when you sleep too late, the alarm sound is not powerful enough, yo.
You got to put three of them.
The alarm sound is not powerful enough. Sometimes, like, my phone goes under the pillow. Like, this, you know, these are minuscule.
Literally
uses.
No empathy at all for any of this
I'm
shit.
Not asking for
I'm
empathy,
sorry.
Let's just learn from these two, then. How do you guys do it so good? How are you guys so prompt?
Every single person has been in your situation. Like, literally. Like, everyone. We in our youth, like, to all my 20s, you know what I'm saying? At some point, you gradually keep working on it to do it. You know what I mean? That's all it is. You got to prioritize. You make a meeting with somebody or like a company or whatever. Like, you got to show up on time. It's the same thing.
Okay. You talk about wrestling a lot on the show.
I hate this episode so much.
Sorry. It sounded like nagging episode.
This is like depressing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Rick, man.
We'll go in a separate direction in a second. But
let me get this one last.
We should just do our own podcast, the Lazy Koreans.
The Maybe podcast.
Laziness.
You talk about wrestling on the show a lot and how
I'm a fan of it, dude.
And you were great in high school.
And you watch basketball.
And you were great in high school.
I don't know where you're getting at, but
you agree with me that you were great in high school, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. Where are you getting at? Do you have a point?
Would you say that it took a lot of discipline for you to be great?
Absolutely.
What happened to your discipline?
Wow,
the two-parter. Right?
No, it's a legit question.
Something happened. Something did happen.
Was it at State? Is that when you stopped being
now? I six from sixth grade to my senior year. I'm like, oh, I fucked up this tournament. I'm done now. So you're saying where did those qualities
go? So disciplined to get to State
extremely.
And rank. And
yeah,
I went
for sure.
To
sports.
There's shrines of him at his high school.
Right.
He's that good. So with that mentality of being on time and diligent and like making like content and all that stuff, like do you find that
all my shit done is the thing, man. Is right, Rick? Yeah. I get all my shit done, but just on my own time, baby.
I just feel like it's the consideration for the other people involved.
That's what it is.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's inconsiderate, isn't it?
It is inconsiderate.
Because you're all about respect. You're all about respect.
You know what? I see your guys' point now. Mm. So can I make amends? Yeah. I'm sorry for being tardy, and there's no excuses. I'm an adult now. I'll make a greater effort into showing him here. Yeah, do the violin music again.
We might have to put the first part of this podcast on Patreon because it's super depressing.
The first part of the podcast.
And I'll try. I'll make a greater attempt to showing up on time to help you out, to be of service to you.
But I don't even like this because this makes me feel like...
No. I don't want you to feel certain way.
I don't have flaws. I have my own flaws and stuff like that, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, but I'm recognizing it, and I'll make a greater effort.
Do you guys sit that close normally?
Dude, he's so close to me. He's literally
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
The way your posture is, you would never think you were lazy at all. Like, you seem attentive.
Every vertebrae
on time
is working in his back right now.
You know what happens is when I get to my back to my vampire cavern?
Yeah.
It all changes.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm uppity up. I do my thing. But then there's no sunlight that comes in. And maybe that's a problem too. There's no sunlight. It's literally.
Do you have a daily ritual and morning ritual?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, what is your morning ritual?
Steffi, you don't want to know
really?
His ritual.
Let's go.
Because it sounds like brushing your teeth is not in there, but maybe
whoa,
if you start...
Oh, my God.
And if you started with that, maybe it'll start the whole day. Like, that refreshing energy will come... Mm. Why do I not want to know? Is it like
are
something
gross? Are you
saying
he's not waking up because he's not brushing his teeth?
Yeah, if
with
you...
some
if
minty
you,
flavor.
Yeah, the mint. Have you seen those commercials? It wakes you up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brother Brothers!
You know what, bro?
What?
I'm so sick of making my own meals, you know?
I have an idea. How about achieve and maintain your 2023 goals with Factor? Save time and have the energy you need to tackle everything on your to-do list with Factor's ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door.
Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved minus the hassle. We love these guys. Their chef's choice options always taste great and are simple.
With calorie smart and keto options, Factor meals are perfectly portioned to keep you on track with your goals. With over 34 meals per week and over 36 add-on options, each Factor meal arrives pre-prepared by their team of chefs, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes.
Head to factormeals.com/scissorbros50 and use code scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code scissorbros50 at factormeals.com/scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box.
Factormeals.com, checking out scissorbros50.
Aloha, bro.
That sounds like something that we'd be into.
Factor.
Wow.
He dropped the mic.
Well, it starts with a Red Bull.
A Red Bull.
Oh, already off to a bad breath start, I got to say.
Ice cold Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then I check this, you know, then I go on social media, check the emails, and then I might watch a little bit of content.
Is that porn?
No, it's not porn. Oh. It's just YouTube. It's like wrestling.
I love a guy wrestling. Who calls porn content.
I'm all about that content, you know? No.
Yeah. And that's about it. And then, yeah.
I'm not a porn star. I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is content.
Yeah.
So I paid for that car with content.
Content. Yeah. Yeah.
But without the coffee or energy drink, I'm just stuck.
Mm. Right. You need that, you need that jolt. Coffee. You need that little, that catalyst.
I need coffee or something. Yeah. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. So Rick, you and I share that we both grew up in the church.
Yes.
And stuff like that, which I found pretty fascinating the last time that we were hanging out and stuff like that. With rapping and stuff like that, what did your family kind of think of you rapping and being kind of like in that scene now and stuff?
Oh
like
yeah,
that?
Well, rapping was already prohibited outside of faith. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like my parents wanted me to go. Koreans tend to, you know, immigrant families, they have a set course for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came to America for this life: lawyer, doctor, business person. You know, they had the top tier occupations for you. And after college, when I started rapping, or during high school, I would have the mattress like placed against the door because I didn't have a studio or anything. So I would literally take my bed, put it against the door, and you know, I have both my headphones on. One time, my dad and my mom busted into the door with pots to beat my ass because I was just rap. I was like screaming vulgarities all through the house. So rapping was definitely prohibited. But then after I started making some money, started traveling a little bit, it was cool. And the content that I started rapping about wasn't crazy, you know? I was talking about church. I was, you know, like one of those good kid rappers.
Why did I think when they burst in with pots, they were going to start playing a beat?
It's just whack.
I was like real supportive of them, actually.
Yeah. But no, it was a rocky road, but, you know, there's a mutual respect now, you know?
Right,
you know what changed is because when they started going to church, the kids that listened to my music, they would tell their parents that my music was like positive and it was uplifting.
Oh.
So then the whole like perspective of my music changed. They're like, keep doing it. You know, they're not coming back. They're not coming up to me these days. Are you not dropping shit? Like, what's going on? Like, make some more music. But yeah, it's all love now. Oh, but before, outside of faith, they were just like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't come to America so for you to do this.
Yeah. I don't understand is it's always kind of like, we always hear doctor and lawyer.
Always.
Yeah. Like, I get doctor, but like lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, where does that come from? I don't, you know what I mean?
That's intelligent careers. That's what it is.
Smart and just, I think, the salary. I think the salary, and that's more you
lawyer.
Need to be doctor,
monetary.
Lawyer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the percentage of Koreans being doctors and lawyers? Is it high?
Asians, yeah, I think so.
Well, they definitely go to school for it. I don't know if they finish it, but that's definitely
right. They'll go to the bar.
Goes through the process
the
of it.
School. Yeah.
I've also seen a lot of Asian Uber drivers. So
right.
Yeah, I'm just saying a lot of like
we're living in a new age.
It is.
But you're talking about immigrant Asians. Necessarily like Asian Americans that I see.
Mm-hmm. How about with you, Jeremiah? When you dived into comedy did you have any pushback?
My family was supportive, but
like I still have family members. Like I've got an aunt that like she saw me once or twice live, and she won't see me live anymore.
Why?
She thinks that it's too much. It's too much. She refused to go. So my uncle will go solo, and my aunt will not go with him.
Wow.
Because like she thinks I go too hard in the paint, I guess. Yeah. So yeah. I still got family, but for the most part, my family's pretty supportive. My grandma, before she passed, she never saw my stand-up. I kept her away from my YouTube and all that stuff because I knew, dude, if she saw like some of the stuff that Steve and I did on Scissor Bros,
she
would tell me that I would be burning in a fiery lake for my eternity.
Oh, for your sins.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, the Scissor Bros stuff is definitely intense. It's,
No,
I'm just saying for like, you know, older Christian.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you send my grandma the enema episode. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
What would she think about that?
That we were both going to hell and we were gay lovers.
Well, but we weren't doing anything gay.
I mean, we put enemas in each other's butts.
But that's not gay.
You know, without context, it's
without very progressive. Yeah. Yeah.
My I didn't share this. My grandma's, so my father's mother, on her dying deathbed, we were all in the nursing home and the hospital, you know, gathered around. The church was there too. And she motions me, you know, with the weak energy. She's like, come here real quick, Rick. I'm like crying. She's like, come close. In Korean, she's like, stop rapping. And then she passed.
What?
Wait. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
But she was, you know, it's more than rapping. She was like, lead a normal life. Do you know what I mean? She's like, the whole being a public figure, jeez, all this. She's like, stop rapping.
Okay, first of all, as so a dramatic battle rapper, yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because
she had bars right before she
I'd
left.
I'd be like, I got bars, Grandma! Shut up! I got bars!
My rebuttal game's crazy. Let me hit this.
Like, I wouldn't take it as like a career thing. Yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck, man? I can spit. Yeah. I swear.
You're sick. Yeah, exactly.
But why is it this, though? I bet you if you're a member of BTS,
right,
she wouldn't have said that.
Oh, man.
Because my mom, what is the thing about BTS? My mom is obsessed with this cat named V, and it pisses me off. She has more pictures of V than her own sons.
Damn.
Framed pictures of V.
Framed pictures?
Dude, yeah. There's 50,000. She has 50,000 downloaded pictures of BTS members.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. What is it about that group, bro?
Wait. So that pisses you off, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's no love coming to her son.
That's neglection.
Her love's going to this guy that she doesn't even know.
But you don't have 50,000 pictures on the internet.
That's a good defense. I have about five.
She might have another folder with 50,000.
Stevie knows.
Right.
But what is it about V? I mean, she said he's the most attractive man for 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Is that true?
Was he voted that?
I don't know.
No, she.
But where are they coming
with
these
stats?
Yeah.
She gave that award.
Yeah. He made my list again. Yeah. 50 years in a row. Most attractive man on the world.
But what's so special about this guy named V?
Well, the group is insanely popular, and everyone has what they call a bias. It's their favorite.
Yeah.
But that is true. Like back in the day, H.O.T., like there was huge K-pop groups.
Yeah.
But the older women weren't really into them. I don't know what changed now.
What changed
like there's a
that?
Lot of Ajumma love right
yes.
now. There's a lot of Ajumma love. Kind of
what's
jealous.
So special about that group? Is their music that good?
What is Ajumma love?
Ajumma's like
aunt.
Yeah, like
aunt.
Like an auntie.
Middle-aged
woman. You know what it is? I do think K-pop stars have a genderless, ageless, magical element to their look.
Yeah. There's a uniform effect.
Do you know what I mean? There's like, it's just universal.
Yeah.
But don't they get like injections and facial?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of great skincare too.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
do they get their eyebrows? All that. Yeah. Eyebrows.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
You guys got good skin though.
You guys got good skin.
Yeah. No, they got good skin.
Come on.
Well, not so much down here though, huh?
No. Come on. Yeah. Well, you got the rough skin down there?
Don't worry about it, man. We'll talk about it after. When the cameras are off, we'll talk about it.
When the cameras are off? All right.
Yeah. But I mean, but is their music that fantastic? Because I know you guys are artists. You guys do your own music. Is their music, what differentiates their music? Why is their music so popular and, you know, marketable like that?
I could say one thing.
Go ahead.
I do feel like they got like four different genres in one song.
Really?
Like they have a breakdown of like four different genres.
It's a hodgepodge.
Break it down. Like what genres?
It's like rap, and then it goes into EDM, and it drops down to reggae R&B, all of a sudden. Yeah. You know?
Maybe not reggae.
Yeah. Maybe not reggae. There's Rastafarians in soul.
Yeah. No, but it does break down into multiple genres. And
soul food.
What are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm saying.
What are you doing?
We've done that.
So cool.
There's three YouTube channels.
That's cool.
Nah, and you know what else it is? It's super polished, man. You know, like it's next level mixing. Their videos are just like it's crazy. A sensory overload. You know, like they put in a lot of work into just the branding of the group.
Do you listen to K-pop?
I don't.
Steffi, did you grow up in the church at all?
I did. I was baptized as Catholic.
Okay.
What?
But yeah.
How do you get baptized as a Catholic? Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get Catholic. Oh,
yeah, baptized. And then I grew up going to church more socially. Like my mom kept her like Korean, you know, identity here by going to the church, Christian church. But it's a lot of drama and stuff like that.
There's always drama. Breakups of church-isms.
Oh, really? There was some drama in the church?
Yeah, like
beef?
Every church I went to, they broke up and had another church open up down the street, right?
I mean, that's the issue. Like Koreans, we have anger issues. We have anger issues. And we say, churches say they're spirit-led, but really it's just like politics within men, you know what I mean? They're not really like listening for the spirit or anything. So when a church breaks up, there's a lot of deep rooted like bitterness, anger. There was a time when I was walking by the sanctuary and people are throwing Bibles and hymn books at each other. It was like a Jerry Springer show inside the sanctuary, you know? So things like that, and because of that, people get scarred and they have a bad idea of what church is, you know? And that's very unfortunate.
I like the church
social
food.
Thing then most.
I like the church. I love the church food.
Church
that's really
food.
What
church
I remember.
Food.
I don't know about I don't remember anything from church other
church
than
food was
having
good.
To give money, like putting money, my mom always offering
right,
it's called. And then also not knowing where that money went because I thought it was like, oh, does it go to Jesus? Like, I don't understand. I was like, who's taking the money?
Where does the money go? Does it go towards
the pastor?
Well, I mean, he is providing a service.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but do you think I care when I'm a kid? No. I'm like, oh, that's my money.
But you care about the money?
That Jesus is taking.
But isn't it your mom's money?
I mean, essentially, but it's
Mom, your money is my money too.
The pastor's a content creator too. You know what I mean? So
but the church food, the Korean. Have you been to a Korean church?
I don't think so.
We should do that for a vlog.
That might be good.
I don't think cool. American church. Do they give you lunch there? Because
after some church services, we'd have like potlucks and that kind of thing where people would bring different food and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Other people had to bring food.
Yeah, it was definitely not the church.
Okay,
the
Korean ajummas, the ladies, the aunties, and they would bring food and make the food, and they would have rice with always like jajangmyeon,
kimbap.
They had soups, jjigae. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the best.
Pretty
thing.
Pretty much anything you can expect.
Curry.
Restaurant.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Oh,
what kind
my
of church
God.
Food did you have?
Well, it was like
casseroles.
It was the Midwest. So it was a lot of casseroles, a lot of stuff.
But the
only problem with people like bringing stuff from home is like some people would have fire dishes,
right?
And other people would just like. My mom would literally be like the cat lady that went to our church. She'd be like, kids, don't eat out of that dish. Do not eat out of that dish. Because she was a lady who, like, she would come to church and she would wear sweaters and it was just full of cat hair. Yeah. She literally had like 90 cats in her place.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bro, it is impossible to eat anything when people have cats in the house.
Yeah.
The hair is everywhere.
It's always.
I could attest to that.
It's an ingredient. It's part of the ingredient of that.
So
of
you got to deal with cat hair if you're going to have cats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a molting season and it's not fun.
My grandma, the only time that she was proud of me in the industry is when I booked a Chevy commercial because it was an American company.
Wow.
That's the only time she's like, if you keep doing
good things like an American-made product like Chevy, then I can support what you're doing.
Well, was she disappointed when you got Stevie as a co-host?
She would dead by then.
she probably rolled She's around rolling in her grave.
He's not American.
Well, why are you upset with me, man? My grandma wouldn't like what
we do. It's so ironic because you did a Chevy commercial, but you drive a Honda.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
she would be ashamed of me?
No, if Chevy would have hooked me up with a car, then I wouldn't be driving a Chevy now.
Let's talk afterwards. This is a weird episode. You're attacking me this episode.
You know what? We should do a dance break to clear the whatever.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a dance break.
I feel like it's weird because in America, when you just grow up with certain things, like I didn't consider certain things Asian, like Sony. Like I didn't even put it together that it was a Japanese like name. Not you know all, what I mean? Yeah. Like growing up, I was just like, Sony is just a American Walkman company. Yeah. You know, like that's how
he thought it was Sony and Shares.
Sony and Share. Right, that's off of the name. Sony.
Forgot the end.
Electronics. It was reversed for me. If it wasn't Asian, then I was like, this isn't good.
Right.
Like if I would always choose Sony over like a Philips. I'm like, Philips.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that maybe.
I got a homie named Philip and he's an idiot.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Like Whirlpool?
Yeah.
That's so, just doesn't sound like it would work.
No, come on.
Whirlpool.
Nah, there's some cheap Asian shit too.
Absolutely.
Kia wasn't popping in the beginning, right? And now it's like,
Daewoo.
Daewoo.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that? The Kia boys?
No,
what's that?
So there's this new hack where you could take just household items and just steal any Kia car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did hear about this, actually.
So
there's this
new pandemic, there's this new wave of just like 13, 14-year-old kids just going around and just joyriding in Kias everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Optimus.
Really?
Yeah, they're jumping hills.
They're playing
bumper cars with each other in the streets. It's kind of wild right now.
I'll tell you right now, though, that's something that's been going on forever.
Yeah.
I literally used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that with like Honda Civics and Corollas in from the 90s. Master key.
What?
One of us had a master key. Really? We would steal those and play bumper car with it at like Griffith Park.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's a common practice.
I mean, how often would somebody you knew get caught or something?
I've had friends that got caught. One of my closest friends got pulled over while he was headed to work in his stolen car, and he spent months in jail, and that's what made me stop.
Right. What's the charge? What's that charge?
It's just, what is it, car theft?
Car theft.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, and he spent a couple months, and he came out like, you know, with like house arrest and probation for years, but that kind of made me, that was like, okay, that's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you drive, Steve?
This episode's just not going my way, man.
I'm curious. I don't know. I can't picture you in a vehicle. I'm just saying.
It's true.
Like, I could picture you like calling shotgun.
Yeah.
You know?
You know the sidecar of the motorcycle?
Like, shotgun. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Am I wrong?
No, I mean maybe it's, you know.
I don't want
no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Sitting on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
I need to purchase one this year immediately. Like, it's very important for me to get a car.
Oh, so you don't have one?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, damn.
So he's right. He's very observant.
Wait, but you've never had a car?
No, I had a Celica, red Celica in like early 2000.
Right.
Okay. 2003, 2004. A red Toyota Celica.
Would it take you for a red Celica guy?
what do you see me riding if I had a car?
A Subaru.
Subi, for sure.
One of those Rice Rocket.
A 2001 Subaru.
For real.
Yeah.
WRX, blue,
like a dark blue.
So since you brought up cars, what car, like right now, what do you think would suit me right now?
Mini Cooper.
Why was that so quick?
Why was that? That was too quick.
I see you in like a British flag, you know, and then like a red British flag.
No Toyota Corolla?
Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sports one. You go around and zip around fast. You get here fast.
How much is one of those?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you should just do a Vespa, bro. Just be a Vespa guy.
You know what? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Any kind of transportation.
I don't
good.
Think you should be on a Vespa.
I think it's dangerous.
That's where
pretty
I die.
Dangerous.
Huh?
It's
so
that's
dangerous.
A dangerous.
That's where I die, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I die. I don't want that. Nah. Steve tried to go to the Grove the other day, and he got hit right by Cantors. I don't know what happened.
I feel like I just picture you riding a Vespa with wearing a backpack and like papers flying out of the backpack.
Like, dude, this episode is not going my way, like, man.
You got a swag. You got a swag of a crazy scientist trying to warn everybody before a disaster is about to happen.
The aliens come back.
You know what I mean? Please believe me. The comet is near. Please.
I have the data here.
Why won't anyone listen to me?
Yeah. And then I wouldn't be able to touch the ground. I'd be like, I'm losing control. I can't control the handlebars.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys,
what do you mean?
We've reached the point in the podcast that Rick was worried about it. Before we started recording,
what?
We've reached the challenge part of the episode.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do it.
Don't worry about it. No. Okay. It's going to be fine.
The fear's gone now. I'm ready.
You're ready.
You guys scared me.
Come
Ryan,
on.
Ryan, why don't you explain
Ryan,
it?
How about you explain
it? Yeah.
Okay. Before we begin, Dump, if you would pick a number between 1 and 4.
Out loud?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 3.
Steve?
4.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what's happening?
God. What is going on?
Okay. Go ahead and open that up, Dom.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Seems weird.
Is it petrified shit? What is it?
Be careful. Be careful.
Oh. Oh, no.
What shape did you get? What shape did you get?
The worst one.
The umbrella?
The umbrella.
Oh. And Steve, open yours. Open yours. You got the circle.
Yes.
No.
Those are the hardest ones, right?
Circle? No. The umbrella is the hardest one.
And the circle. Both are hard.
Oh, because it'll crack?
Yeah.
Don't fuck up, Dumb.
Okay. So, while this is going on.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
This kimchi juice falling. Be careful.
Oh.
I just got hard right now. What are we doing that?
We are going to be eating this.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is one part of the step of this. Ryan, do you want to explain how this is going to work?
All right.
Why is there a scale, yo?
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, Rick and Jeremiah
will
each get one of those things of kimchi.
Yeah.
You have 10 minutes to eat as much as possible.
Oh, I did not like that laugh.
That laugh, dude.
Every 30 seconds... that you guys take to get that shape out of those cookies is an half an ounce off of the total eaten by your partner. Okay? So it's Dumb and Rick.
You.
Okay?
Got you.
If you break the cookie, it's 5 ounces off what they ate.
Bro, you
explain
better not
the
break
cookie
that cookie.
Yeah. Explain
I'm
the cookie
you,
part.
What 5 ounces of kimchi?
It's a tandem thing.
Yep.
It's an eating competition, but these greatly impact the
absolutely.
Outcome of the eating.
What that's not the punishment?
No. This is part of the competition. This is part of the challenge.
So the punishment is we have these metal chopsticks.
Oh no.
You'll take a whack on your knuckles from the metal chopsticks from Steffi.
Oh, yay!
You get to do the punishment.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
You'll either be punishing your podcast mates over there or you'll be
the ops.
Yeah. Oh. So
I don't care. Y'all need punishment. I could tell.
Oh man!
So right. you can help do the commentary because you know obviously Rick and I are going to be trying to eat as much as we can, and Steve and Dom will probably be trying to hyper focus as much as possible.
Well, I'm competitive, okay. So let's do it.
This is a Korean ass challenge. I love it, yo. Thank you so much for this meal in front of me. Bless the hands that prepared the food, the ajumma at H Mart that meticulously put this kimchi together. I pray that our team will win, that you will grant Dom the focus and finger strength to break the cookie without cracking.
Amen.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, it's your boy. I would also like my team to win, if that's in your will.
Lord, don't listen to him.
you know me. love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
You know
also,
me.
You know me. Come on.
I hope your grandmas up in heaven are watching, and I'm proud of you guys for doing this.
Let's see
and,
who God favors.
Okay,
now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Oh my god. Dumb's going in for the lick. He is licking with his full tongue. Whoa! With the bites, Rick! Rick is... Oh, he a strategy. He goes from the top, the center.
Oh, I broke it!
What the fuck?
Are you freaking
kidding
me?
You lost already?
Are you freaking kidding me, dude?
Already?
Did I break it?
Yeah, you did!
Oh, fuck.
What?
You better do it.
Oh, shit. It's a whole handle. Can you show them?
You both broke
show it? Them what's
I
happening.
I broke it right now. Dude,
show the people.
Goodness.
Dude, mine's broke.
Okay, so do they keep eating the kimchi?
Yeah because they canceled each other out.
Okay, so keep...
On to the next one. On to the next one. Okay, they canceled each other out.
There's another one?
We got two more backups. Steve, try that one.
God damn. Now you know how brutal they are.
You the guys all right. Need to really be
Rick is taking a really some God. Water. It wasn't even his water. I think he just drank a random person's water. Okay, Jeremiah here has a... Okay, his chopstick skills are pretty fucking good here. Dude, how are you guys feeling? Are you the kimchi eaters? Are you... Oh my God, look at this amount of kimchi. This is like a fourth of the jar. He's going for it.
Oh my god, dude.
Wow. He's using his chipmunk cheeks right now. This is strategy.
He is an insane eater.
Okay, Jeremiah takes the tiniest little nibbles, little rat nibbles here. Okay, now Steve is going in for the for the licks. Why are you looking at it like that, bro?
Dude, this is my technique.
But why are you reading, licking the whole thing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing over here, dude. I'm
oh, Dom is using. Out. Okay, he's using the technique where you. What are you doing here?
Oh my goodness.
You gotta heat up. No, you gotta heat up the little metal first. What you gotta metal? Put it in your mouth. You got the needle. You
what
gotta heat up the needle.
What the frick is going on over there?
Dude. Oh, no. Put it in your mouth. Dom, put it in your mouth. Make it wet. Wet it up. And then, yeah. Wet it. Spit on it.
Hey, you can't be giving
Oh, sorry, that, sorry. Man. No, I'll give it. It's the same for both of you guys. Dude. Wait, let me see how much kimchi is being eaten. Okay. Actually, you guys are pretty tied up right now with the kimchi, Rick. You better fucking get... Because look, from what I see...
If this is the last cookie... Much.
What is happening? Are you breathing through the nose? What's happening? I think Rick is shivering. Rick is shaking.
Oh, no, Dumb's, he's making progress here.
Okay, don't show off about it. Just keep going. Okay, he's very focused. You're very focused. Are you licking it? Oh, that is really good. Where'd you guys get this, by the way? Did you guys make this? No way. You made it? Oh, my God. God bless you. Does it taste good?
I fucking broke it, dude!
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, well, sorry.
You would have been killed twice on Squid Games already?
Okay.
Dude, I fucked up, man.
Dude, this is disgusting. I can't watch it. It makes me want to kind of puke right now. It's too much.
It's too much kimchi.
Right?
Yep. Hold on, I
want to
finish the job. I'm done.
Wait, what? Okay, so if he wins, is it done? If Dumb wins this?
In reality, he
I mean, he has the easiest one. He has a triangle. Yeah, Jeremiah, that's the only thing you could do is if you finish it. You finish.
Jeremiah, you know what helps? Drink the juice. It's so good.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't.
Enjoying this challenge, dude.
It's a kimchi chicken.
Is there a blender? Can we put this in the blender and drink it? Dumb, be slow about
Rick, is it mashu so?
Take your time.
It's a kimchi chicken, cold kimchi chicken.
This is the most focus I've ever seen Dumb, like at anything. You're kind of...
Actually, like this weekend I went to a zine workshop.
You think that helped? You're a crafter now? Oh my God, he did it! He did it! Let's go, Dumb! Wow.
I got it!
Hell yeah! Hell yeah. Can I see this?
I will advance.
Oh my God. It is sticky. Did you lick it? This is gross. But wow. How are you feeling, Rick?
There's a lot of sodium. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sodium.
Bro! Rick. It's wet though. Rick, you're fucking. Wait, he's. Look at his jar. It's like a fourth gone. I mean, one.
Yo, could I have a little bit of that cookie just so I could pretend it's rice?
Oh, it's
delicious.
No, no, no. Not yet.
Not yet.
After you beat us, but not right now.
Wow, look at that.
He's shaking here. Are you sweaty over there? You actually seem pretty calm.
This is like, this is the opposite of North Korean torture. This is South Korean torture.
My nose is running.
Is it really?
Is it hot for you?
Wait, actually, so if you start eating like a lot of kimchi without rice, is it actually spicy? Because you know when you just eat regular kimchi, it's not as spicy? It's not. They look
is
at
it
Rick.
Just
Rick
too
got
tangy?
A full...
Is it spicy, Rick?
I like that you guys are really trying very hard. I feel like they're barely trying.
No, it's
actually really unfair, I realize.
What? No, it's
that
not.
That you guys are barely not trying.
Oh, you're trying. You're just getting
How much time left?
He's trying. That's a lot.
You think that's easy? You're just looking at Rick's and thinking this is easy, but
I think
no.
Rick is almost done.
It's because I'm not doing anything.
Hold on, look at this guy.
It's really.
Oh, my God.
He's a maniac, bro.
What's the most kimchi you've eaten in one run, Rick?
I'm just very drank. Competitive. Rick just drank the juice from the fucking jar.
I'll kill this jar in like 2 days.
You could?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think you're going to get tired of kimchi after tonight?
Now I'm understanding why he comes late to the pod.
Because he's eating kimchi.
It's like, what is he doing?
Just, I don't know. Something about this tells me there's it's going to fuck up some kind of sleeping pattern or something.
Damn, I wonder what the BMs are going to be like.
Is it just supposed to be good for you? It's like probiotics,
yeah, it's
right?
Probiotic, it is. Right?
But I don't know anyone that's eaten this much kimchi. There must be a world record holder. Can we look that up?
Yeah.
The kimchi who ate the
most
kimchi.
Oh my gosh, look at Rick.
Dude,
this motherfucker
is a monster.
He's a maniac.
He's the kimchi monster.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Get ready for the knuckles. Get those knuckles ready. Oh my god. Wait, what? Bro!
Yeah.
Do it.
I don't know how you're doing that, dude.
Do it, dude. Ugh. Think of it as pickle juice.
Oh, my God. Your poor white stomach. Oh. Jesus Christ. It's a different... There's some different things happening in his stomach
his face
you know, Rick's stomach is used to this, but, Jeremiah's,
So this is a little bit of biased challenge.
Yeah, actually...
Because Jeremiah's not used to
I know
kimchi.
What it's like.
Rick should have had sauerkraut.
Yeah!
Rick should have had a jar of sauerkraut.
Your casserole stomach is, probably freaking...
Oh, man, you're suffering, huh?
I don't know how you down that much of the
oh, my
juice.
God. I'm like...
Yeah.
I feel bad
this
for
is
you
a regular,
right now.
This is a regular weekday for Rick.
Dude, Jesus
Rick, how much kimchi do you have at your apartment?
I have 3 different jars, 4 different...
Oh, variations. Damn.
2 minutes remain.
Yeah, Gokdugi.
Wait, this fool just said he has 3...
Gokdugi?
Wait, 4 different variations of kimchi with 3 jars. How does that work? You have a half and half?
Ooh. Kimchi homogenizes. There's a top layer of sour. Does it, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, is the kimchi like?
It's delicious. This is my favorite. By the way, this
that's
is my
your
favorite kimchi brand.
That is.
So thank you so much for this.
Is it fermented? Is it tart right now, or is it on the
it's
mid?
It's
at
70%.
Okay, okay. So that's
check
why it's
out
probably
Rick's
easier
new movie,
to eat.
Kimchi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Nowhere near.
Dude, I think he's got. Yeah, they got it.
Wow.
So should we change the punishment variation? Is it you want knuckles or kundangi?
Rick is enjoying this
I
too
want
much.
Butt. I want to slap the butt with my chopsticks.
That's not gonna hurt very much though.
It's not.
Well, that's up to you. Do you want to do that?
Fine. I won't do it. I'll do bare butt. Yeah, I want to do a little bare butt situation.
Should we?
But
so should we?
Can
be
I
on
do
her stomach?
Like a little?
Do you?
No, but I don't want to hurt their. I don't want to physically hurt your knuckles. Like, what
oh,
if
no,
you,
you
need
do
them?
Want to do that?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
All right, yeah. But I'm gonna go in.
Remaining.
I'm gonna try my hardest. So if something happens,
you own me. There's so,
he's the Kobayashi of kimchi.
Oh my god, he's about to take a.
Oh
my
god. Oh my, I think.
Is it rough? Is it hard, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually love kimchi, but that's another level. I can't drink the juice like that.
That is a lot.
Dude, he ate half
the
jar.
How do you know he won, though? How do you know
he
won? He
ate almost half the jar.
I did, like, pretty good. Mm. Still.
Oh!
Oh!
I don't want to be near that burp. Jesus. Oh, my God.
10, 9.
How you feeling
eight,
over there?
7.
You smell
six,
it, huh? You smell
five,
that intensity
four,
over there.
3, 2, 1, and time.
Damn, Rick.
Rick, you got kimchi on your forehead. Yeah. You look like a kimchi joker right now. It's like, you see the sides of his mouth? Doesn't he?
Dude, label the episode Kimchi Choker.
You're like it right in the center. You're like a kimchi
You're the
Buddha.
Chosen one. Yeah, you are the chosen
one.
His third eye became kimchi.
The chosen one.
All right. So what's the weight on
that? That was not... That was just not cool.
Well, that was classic Scissor Bros, I gotta say.
Oh, he's weighing it. That's what that's for. Yeah. I see.
Oh, wow.
He ate 22 ounces.
Oh my God!
22 ounces of kimchi.
Wow.
22 ounces.
Was he supposed to eat?
That was a landslide.
How many ounces is there?
There's
60
in it.
60 ounces.
I'm just curious how much I ate. Yeah.
So you ate 1/3 of the kimchi.
That's also that a pound like... and 6 ounces that he just ate.
Is it really?
Yeah. 22 ounces is a pound and
oh
six
my
ounces.
God.
It's almost a pound and a half.
13.
All right, 13 ounces.
Still
hey,
good.
That's close
no,
to
that's
a pound.
Still a lot. That's,
yeah.
still, that's still a lot,
lot.
Yeah. But not Rick level. Frick.
Damn, Rick, you ate a pound.
You ate a pound, Rick.
Yeah.
All right,
a pound,
go.
Dude.
So is it at
go
the
to
same?
Jeremiah.
Let me see how this. Oh my God, it hurts, dude. It
hurts.
Hurt
him.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Korean kind of punishment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
hit anyone with chopsticks.
I feel like
I've
my dad
gone.
And mom
your
have
dad
done
did
that,
that
to me. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Over there,
except it was
you
golf
guys
clubs.
Need to come here.
You need to widen. All right.
It's been a while since I punished anyone. Okay.
Oh my goodness. How hard are these things?
Yeah.
It actually really hurts.
That looks scary, dude. What the
yeah.
fuck are you
saying?
But keep going. He's saying...
I'd almost rather do my butt at this point.
You want to just do the butt?
I think it's going to leave marks. I could tell. All
right, give it a go.
Yeah, do your butt. Do,
do
your
you,
butt.
Do you consent to me pulling down my pants
yeah,
in the back?
Yeah, but also do you... Are you consent me? And if anything happens, you're fine with
yeah,
that.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
What, you're going to go bare ass?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Better than,
oh, there you go.
There it is.
Okay. Are you ready? Wait,
yeah.
is this the angle?
Yeah, you got it. Oh! 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 Shit! Oh!
Did that hurt?
I saw the ripple effect.
Did that really hurt? Oh my God! That's two. There's two marks.
Oh, okay, why did you do that? Why did you put that on my face?
All right, like, go see you. Go see you. Go see you.
Yo, that looked like it hurt.
Hold on, don't block
wait,
the camera. Don't block the camera.
Then I need to like.
Steve, you put the pants on.
Way too low, bro.
I can see your balls, bro.
Wait, hold
on.
Wait, hold up.
Oh
wait, hold up. Give me a sec,
ready?
Dude. Hold up, dude.
Why don't you go
wait,
for his
right
cheek?
Don't think
yeah,
about
that
it.
Looked
one,
good.
Two.
You
ready?
Two.
Oh!
My
instant.
It's
instant.
Instant.
I actually punched his ass. Oh, my God.
I feel like punching would help you because you kind of...
Ow, dude. Why'd you punch me, dude?
I see the two marks right there. You see the two red right there?
Yeah, yeah, put it back up, yeah.
Oh,
that was so
my.
Fun.
All right, Jeremiah, let me see if you got the two stripes.
Yeah.
So let's do the two stripes. Oh, my God. Yo, hold on. Did you get a click on that? Yeah, okay, cool.
Wait, can we do one for fun, though?
Wow.
Okay, stay like this. Let's see how far you can stick the chopstick in up the donkomo.
No. Nah, dude.
What do you mean, nah, dude?
See what
oh, yeah, see if you can pull
I
out a hair.
I feel like that's some shit would get banned.
I never would have cared. What a fun episode, right, guys?
Wow, guys, thank you so much for coming by
in.
Scissor Bros.
Hey, definitely tune in to the Fun with Dumb podcast
yes.
every...
Oh, Rick is still going after the kimchi.
Oh, my God, he's still eating it.
Rick, plug your The Ox, too. Let's plug your guys' stuff, please.
All right, guys, just Fun with Dumb on Instagram, on YouTube. Subscribe, like, we're there every week.
Yup.
That's about it for me.
Oh.
Yeah, Steph?
Yeah, I actually have also, can I plug
yeah,
my
yeah.
other, I have another podcast called Cash Cuties, and check us out on there, Cash Cuties Pod on Instagram, and follow my Instagram at Baked Goods, BAIKEDGUDS, and also my Venmo is Steffi is me. Thank you. Send me some money.
My Instagram handle is YOX_Rick. Our team official Yax. We're coming out with a new album, and we're going on the road at the end of
You're
February.
The Yax,
nice.
Baby. Pop that album.
Yes.
Where can they get the albums? Dumb, like the music and stuff. Where
on
can
Spotify,
they,
any streaming
all that,
platform.
All
Yo, make sure you guys should go on her podcast. It's a finance like a. You talk about your finances, how you spend your money.
We look at your statement. Can you guys come on?
Yeah, yes.
We can do that.
That'd be good.
Absolutely. Okay.
For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And look out for my new 1 hour special that's dropping on March 21st on YouTube. Let's go.
Patreon.com/scissorbros. We have bonus episodes there.
And where you'll probably see uncensored the butt stuff that just showed here. Because we can't show that on YouTube.
And all the depressing rants about making it on time.
We might leave that in. Who knows?
Okay. Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You guys.
Love you too.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah.
Scissor Brothers.
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald, and man, that was chaotic, but in the most fucking fun way, wasn't it? A lot of good times, but you know what wasn't fucking fun? Me not being acknowledged. One time. I get it. I'm over here in the corner and people are forgetting about me. But it just doesn't feel fucking good. Anyway, you guys see that Rihanna performance? Yeah, it was me that impregnated her, so that's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing how our baby turns out. Your boy's dick gets around. Anywho, things are good on my life. Hopefully things are good on your end of things. I was a silent producer on the new Stand Up on the Spot in New York. You're going to fucking love it. Check that out. And then, the Patreons be popping. If you want to see some good old butt footage and stuff like that, then, you know where to go. Patreon.com/scissorbros. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Seriously, I've struggled with my sleep for damn near 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's affecting different aspects of my life. Yeah. And
hey, Jordan, will you add in violin music right here, please?
Dude,
I almost about to punch your